Good evening. My name is Chris from Opinion Research, and we're conducting a statewide public opinion poll, and we would like to include your opinion. To begin, are you a legal resident of the state of Minnesota?
Yeah.
Thank you very much. And are you at least 18 years of age?
No, I'm not 18.
Oh. But are you over 18?
Oh, yeah.
Thank you. And what is the biggest issue facing the state of Minnesota today?
The biggest what?
The biggest issue facing Minnesota today, the state of Minnesota.
It's wet.
What was that? I'm sorry?
I said it's wet.
Oh, okay. Thank you very much. And what is the most important pressing global environmental issue?
I don't know. We got to turn that pipeline back on.
Oh, but something that comes into your mind that you would like to point out?
No.
Okay. That's fine. And what is the most important or pressing environmental issue facing Minnesota in specific?
I don't know.
Just something that you think right now? Something you can think of?
Yeah, I think we should drop the gas prices a bit.
Thank you very much. And using a scale of excellent, good, just fair, or poor, how would you rate the environmental performance of the following Minnesota industries? Agriculture and farming?
Good.
Medical manufacturing?
Fair.
Refining?
Good.
Mining?
Weak.
We have just fair or poor. Which one do I record?
What are you talking about, on the mining?
On the scale that we have just fair or poor. The scale is excellent, good, just fair, or poor. So how would you rate the environmental? Okay, thank you. And what about forest products?
For what?
Forest products, like wood.
Good.
All the products. Thank you. Electric utilities?
Fair.
Thank you very much. Now, how would you rate the job each of the following agencies and groups doing managing forest and natural resources in Minnesota? The first one is forest and timber industries. We're using the same scale. Do you rate it as excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Good.
County Land Department?
Fair.
Forest Service? U.S. Forest Service, I'm sorry.
Good.
Environmental groups?
Good.
And Minnesota Department of Natural Resources?
Fair.
Thank you very much. Now, how important do you feel the forest products industry, which includes wood and paper manufacturers, is to Minnesota's economy? Would you say it is very important, somewhat important, not so important, or not at all important?
Very.
And how significant a role do you think the forest products industry will play in Minnesota's economy in the future? Would you say it is very significant, somewhat significant, not too significant? Thank you. Each year, trees are harvested in Minnesota to make paper, lumber, and other wood products. How many trees do you feel are planted and grown in their place? Would you say more than harvested, same as harvested, or fewer than harvested?
I think more than harvested.
Thank you. And do you think there are more trees or fewer trees in Minnesota's forest today than in the 1970s?
Close to the same.
Thank you. Do you think there are enough trees in Minnesota to sustain timber harvesting now and in the future or not?
I think so.
And what impact, if any, do you believe timber harvesting has on Minnesota's wildlife? Would you say is positive, no impact, or negative?
Positive.
Thank you. And do you feel it is possible to increase timber harvesting in Minnesota from its current level without negatively impacting the environment or not?
Yeah, I think so.
Do you feel it is acceptable to harvest trees for commercial uses on federal, state, and county lands that are not park or wilderness areas or not?
Yes, I think it is, and it would save a lot on fires.
Thank you. And some forest land is currently set aside by the government for wilderness or recreational purposes. Do you feel it would be a good idea that to also designate land primarily for growing trees that will be harvested for making wood and paper products or not?
Yeah, I think I would.
Thank you. And do you feel it is appropriate to use wood chips, sawdust, wood waste, and non-commercial wood products from Minnesota's forests to use as biofuels or to generate electricity in Minnesota or not?
The wood waste, yes.
Thank you. And do you feel that it is appropriate to use whole trees harvested from Minnesota's forests for use as biofuels or to generate electricity in Minnesota or not?
No.
Thank you. Have you seen, read, or heard any information or news about Minnesota's forest products industry?
Some.
We do have the option. The only option that we have is yes or no. So what should I record?
What was that question?
Yes. Have you ever seen, read, or heard any information or news about Minnesota's forest products industry?
Yes.
Thank you. And do you consider yourself an active member of an environmental group?
No, I'm not a member of any group.
Okay, thank you. And do you donate money to environmental causes?
Some.
Oh, we have just yes or no once again. So how should I record it? Thank you.
Yes.
Now something different. But before we continue, I just want to thank you for your time. But we still have a few more questions to go, but I assure you we're almost there. Now, the Minnesota's forest industry is a network of public and private landowners, loggers, truckers, saw and paper mills, and makers of manufactured wood products, which generate a total of $16 billion in economic activity and employ 69,000 people. Much of this economic activity and employment centers in Minnesota's rural regions and provide needed jobs and income to community members. Now, do you consider Minnesota's forest industry to be a major component of the Minnesota state economy, a significant component of the Minnesota state economy, a minor component of the Minnesota state economy, or is it a fading component of the Minnesota state economy?
Oh, moderate.
Was that minor?
No, moderate. Not major, but not.
So that would be a significant component of the Minnesota? Okay, thank you. Like many industries, Minnesota's forest industry's most significant problem is difficulty hiring and retaining a qualified workforce, specifically finding trained and qualified logging equipment operators and commercially licensed logging truck drivers. Now, in this, would you support or oppose the use of state tax dollars to fund programs to help Minnesota's forest industries to train more workers to fill these jobs?
It all depends on how they go about it.
Well, we do have a few items that we're going to go through. But right now, how do you feel? Would you support it or oppose it?
It depends on who's doing it and how they're doing it.
Yeah, well, the options that we have is support and oppose right now. So.
Well, I'd probably support it.
Okay.
Because we need qualified.
Thank you very much. Now, the state of Wisconsin is improving rural economies and job opportunities by making an $8 million investment in its forest industry's workforce. Wisconsin Investment will fund the creation of two training facilities providing 200-plus hour certification training in operations and equipment.
Wisconsin?
Wisconsin, yes.
That's the wrong state.
Yes, I'm going somewhere with this. Now, Wisconsin Investment will fund the creation of two training facilities providing 200-plus hour certification training in operations and equipment used in either timber harvesting or forest product mills. Wisconsin Investment creates public-private efforts to address forest industry workforce issues such as affordable housing, education, and childcare. The investment also provides classroom outreach to inform young people of the opportunities in the forest industry, leading to an increase in both the number and diversity of the workforce. Knowing this, would you support or oppose the state of Minnesota making a similar investment in support of its rural economies, forest, and forest industries?
You know, it's really hard to say without knowing what they intend to do, because you can have one doing the training and making the money, or you can have somebody else doing it, and it depends on who and what's doing it. I don't know. I'd have to consider that one.
Okay, that's fine then. Now, I'm going to list several components of the program, and after each, please tell me if you would support or oppose state funding for that part of the program. The first one is create new training programs directed to meet the needs of producers and mills.
Nothing worth bringing up here.
Well, like I said, that's a hard question because, you know, I've always been to the point where we train our own loggers, and in the mills they train their own workers.
And if you had to choose between support and oppose, what would you say?
Well, not knowing who's doing it, I'd probably oppose it.
Okay, thank you. What about increase the number and diversity of the workforce with outreach to people not traditionally employed in the forest industry to include urban, indigenous, migrant, and minority communities? Would you support it or oppose it?
Oppose.
Then we have work with partners to address other workforce issues, including affordable housing, childcare, and education issues.
I'm old school on that, so no, I'd probably oppose it.
Thank you. And what about getting to school classrooms and start informing young people of the opportunities that forestry worker jobs provide? Would you support or oppose?
Support.
Thank you. Now, finally, these last few questions are about you and your household. This is just for statistical purposes. What is the highest level of education you have completed?
Myself?
Yes.
8.
Thank you. And what is your age? Are you between 18 and 34, 35 and 49, 50 and 64, or 65 plus?
Plus.
Thank you. And how would you describe the community you live in? Is it a large city, suburban, small town, farm, or rural?
Small town.
And is your annual household income less than $25,000, $25,000 to $50,000, $75,000, $75,000 to $100,000, or $100,000 plus?
I never give that out.
Okay, that's fine. Do you consider your political views liberal / progressive, moderate, or conservative?
Probably conservative.
Thank you. And in which of the following categories would you put your job or business? Is it manufacturing, business or retail sales, construction, farming or agriculture, medical or healthcare, education or government, a blue-collar professional trade or business owner, white-collar professional service or business owner, business management or administration, or are you retired, a homemaker, a student?
Retired.
Thank you. And in terms of your gender, do you consider yourself male, female, or something else?
God made me a man.
Thank you very much. And with this, we conclude the survey. So thank you very much for your participation, sir, and I really appreciate your kindness. So have a wonderful night.
All right. Thank you.
Goodbye.